Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is your host, Stewie. How's everyone doing? Don't be mad at me. I know you guys are like, where you been at, girl? You ain't come on last week like you said you was going to do. You ain't come on Sunday for Super Bowl Sunday. Okay, now, okay, I'll let you guys go ahead and attack me, and I attack myself. You're right. But, I mean, it's always a good reason. It's also a good excuse. No, it's never a good excuse when I try my best to get on here and talk to you guys. Last week was definitely a busy week for me. I really did have a busy day. I got in definitely late, and on top of that, I had computer issues and was just not working last Wednesday. I get very honest with you. I definitely attempted, and I don't know what was going on with all the computers in the house, but none of them was loading as fast enough. So, you know, and it was definitely making me frustrated. So that was a good enough excuse on last Wednesday. Now, for Sunday, I was working. Yes, once again, I was busy again, but I was working. But I did get home enough of the time to watch the Super Bowl, so high five to the Patriots for winning. I really don't have a football team. So if you guys are wondering, oh, you know, are you really into sports? No, I really don't have a football team because even though I live in a tri-state area, the actual team for the tri-state area is the Philadelphia Eagles, so I really don't have a team, if you know what I'm saying. So high five to them, and how about that Super Bowl halftime performance for Katy Perry? High five to her for doing such an immensely crazy, crazy job for doing that. She did really good. And also Missy Elliott, they brought out Missy Elliott. I am so proud of Missy Elliott for doing her thing. A lot of people are like, well, Missy Elliott, she's a new artist. No, she's not. She's been out since I've been born, okay? So don't try to make me that old because I'm not. Anyway, she's been out since I've been born, you could pretty much say about that. And she's been out for a while. I mean, a while. I think I was like definitely like 9, 10 years old when I started hearing about Missy Elliott and Timbaland and Genuine and all of them. So she's been out for a while. So sorry, people. Got to get up on your history on these artists out here. I know that they die down after a while and you don't hear about them because you're too focused on Drake and Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne and Trey Songz and all of them. So, you know, you're so focused on them. There's other artists out there, you know, expand our horizons on the music industry. And for some of you that don't really know exactly who I'm talking about, that's all good in the neighborhood. Don't worry about it. But high five to her, and Lenny Kravitz also performed. So high five to him for performing. The performances all together were really, really good. And I really enjoyed watching the Super Bowl on Sunday. I didn't see all of it. I'm going to tell you that right now. I've seen the first two halves of the game, pretty much by the last third and fourth quarters of the game. I wasn't paying attention to it because I was back and consumed with getting my college homework assignments done. So, yeah, I was definitely busy, and it was just no excuse for not coming on. But I knew you guys weren't going to pay attention because I always do my shows around this time, am I right? And the Super Bowl played on 6:30, so I knew for sure that you guys would not be paying attention to me right now. But it's all right. I'm back. I'm here. I'm on. So definitely. And also what's going on actually for the events around this area is the Philadelphia Auto Show is going on this week. And so definitely me and the family are going to be going out there and looking at some new cars preferably. But not really picking any cars, but definitely into the new technology what's coming out in the current seasons of cars coming out. So definitely going to be doing that this weekend. That's something I'll be talking about on Sunday. And Other than that, more in celebrity news, you got Justin Bieber over here apologizing because he doesn't feel as though his role on the Ellen DeGeneres show was good enough. So, you know, he did a video apologizing. I'm not understanding why he did it and it blacked out, but yeah, whatever. Nicki Minaj posted some pictures of her and Meek Mills. I'm going to be honest when it comes to that relationship, that supposed relationship. I'm not buying it. You know, I'm starting to really do, even though I'm not in the music industry fully, per se, I'm starting to really start to believe that some of these relationships that are put together are actually rigged to be put together. And, you know, people are paid to be back together with certain people, and they do it for a little bit, and then, you know, they break up, and everyone's like, oh, you know, I thought they were a cute couple, or, oh, you know, I thought they were, you know, not really meant for each other anyway. This is what I want some of you guys to understand. I really do believe some of these people are rigged and put together, because Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill's, if you look at Meek Mill's status, his status is not as high as it should be or would be. And, he actually just got out of jail not too long ago, too. If you didn't know about that, now you know. And then he's hooking up with Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj, I don't think Meek Mill's is ever going to be her style of a man. I mean, I don't know exactly the past relationship with her and the guy. I don't want to say his name wrong, but I think it's Saif or Safis or something. That relationship, that didn't even look like they were a couple. It's just a weird look. You know, Nicki needs a I'm not going to give my relationship tip advice. I mean, I really was just now going to say what type of person I think Nicki Minaj will look better with, but I don't think it's Meek Mill. So we'll see how far that goes, definitely, for sure. And my prayers go up for Bobby Christina. If you don't know who Bobby Christina is, she is Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's daughter, 21 years old. She has been medically induced into a coma, but she's actually coming back cognitive, they've said. And moving her eyes, and she's only 21, and I feel sorry for a lot of young people that are out there really medically dealing with some things that are just really having them down. There's another person. Well, they're actually older. They're about my age. They're about my age. I went to high school with him. He's dealing with cancer. Mark Scott is his name. And you know, my prayers go up to a lot of people that are young right now. They're really dealing with some life threatening things. And I do pray for strength and that you guys will come out of your situations very strongly. So moving on. Let me go ahead and move on to other things right now. It's definitely February. Woo, the love month. No. We only have one day of the love month, but actually it's Black History Month. So, you know, everyone, if you're interested, you know, educate yourselves on the things that's happened in the past for Black History. Read up on your, you know, what Black History Month means for some people and what it doesn't for others. So it's Black History Month, and it's also Valentine's Day. It's coming up very fast. I mean, look at it. We're already the fourth day into February. Valentine's Day is literally 10 days away. So how many of you all have gotten your gifts already for your loved ones? And how many of you all, you know, are ready for the day? I mean, some of us are single, so it's nothing to get prepared for, but I'm sure some of you actually have some pranks for the single ones out there. That'd be funny. You can see some of your and hear about some of your pranks for Valentine's Day. And how many of you boyfriends, husbands, fathers actually buy things for females other than just your wives and girlfriends? A poll suggests, there was a study that was generated, that men who buy for the girlfriend or the wife's mother actually is a win-win for the daughter and the mother, because it's a good thing that someone that is not of, family relevance, you know, comes out of nowhere and buys something for the opposite person is really nice. So that's what they're saying. So, and when I mean opposite person, meaning outside of you, the female. You know, a guy buying for his girlfriend and buying for the girlfriend's mom is a good thing, is what they're saying. That's what this survey says. So if you haven't heard that, this is your first time hearing it today, put it in consideration. But if you don't like your mother-in-law or you don't like the girlfriend's mom, then I'm not going to force you to do such a thing. But it might give you some brownie points. So, you know, think about it. Even though you don't like them, you gotta get over that, because they're going to be there. Okay, so we're 4 days already into February, and this is considered a short month. And, of course, we have 6 more weeks of winter, of course. Like, who doesn't know that we're not going to have 6 more weeks? We always have 6 more weeks. When don't we? But 6 more weeks of winter, and actually, it's such a countdown to my birthday, too. My birthday's coming up, and I can't wait to really spend it a day of doing some great things with the family. It's always with the family, because times is hard, so it's like trying to invite friends out for the day. It's been a little rough. We're not all up to par again, unfortunately. Not to really put anybody out there, but I'm just being honest. You know, we're not all up to par with the bill situation right now. But that's why we go into tax season. I'm going to be filing mine very soon. We are in that tax season bracket right about now, so. If you all have filed yours already, then fine, cool. If you haven't already and don't know exactly where to go, and you want to do it by yourself, definitely be very you know, very slow if you're going to do it by yourself. You know, take your time, read every single thing. If you start to feel as though you don't understand, you know, reach out to customer service in the chat area. So that way you know who you can speak to in regards to assisting you with your taxes and whatnot. So, and you can go on TurboTax.com. You can go on TaxSlayer. You can go a few places to get your taxes done. Now, don't go to anybody that's, like, not really fully accredited, is what I'm trying to say. Don't go to anyone that's not fully accredited because you don't want to be coming back to owing taxes. Trust and believe, I've been a tax collector, so I know one number missing, one number wrong, and you're owing a whole slew of money. So definitely be very careful when you're having your taxes done for you. If you're not fully educated on taxes, try your best to just take a tax preparation course or something like that to just be educated on how to do taxes. You don't necessarily have to do your own, you know, if you're too lazy, you don't want to, or you're fully just really don't understand the gist of what taxes are. But still, I would still try to my best to be educated, because when people are in charge of your money, when they're filing things for you, they're not going to be the ones that have to pay that amount when you're audited. And or if you're not audited and it just comes back as you owing, who's going to have to pay that amount but you? You know what I'm saying? So definitely be very cautious and very slow with your process of filing your taxes. I mean, we have it to April the 15th. Of this year, in which I don't really wait that long. You know, once I get all my information in, I definitely file right away. So, but I take my time, I do my own taxes, I file what I think I need to file, and I don't have to ever worry about amending anything because I make sure everything is in before I file. So if everyone is on the same page, high five, good stuff. And some of you businesses, you actually file yours on a quarterly basis. And so just definitely, the main thing right now that I just want you all to understand is just definitely make sure you're understanding what is being filed, what is not being filed, you know, what is necessarily accountable, what's not. You know, you just got to make sure that you're balancing out what you receive versus what you return. Make sure all that balances out. And if you're starting to show that, especially for my entrepreneurs and small businesses, if you're starting to see that you're actually producing more giving of monies than you are receiving, then you're going to have to reevaluate what it is that you're doing. So definitely take your time in doing that. If you're actually balancing where you're putting out money but you're receiving the same amount and you're actually not advancing, you need to reevaluate. But if you're putting out and you're advancing in return of receiving, then good, you're doing something right. So, you know, make sure you all definitely educate yourselves and do everything correctly as best as you can, because it all matters. Trust and believe, it definitely all matters. In the long run, short run, however you want to go about it, it definitely all matters. Okay, so as you can hear, we're coming down to our last little couple of minutes of the show. Once again, for any assistance that you guys need with help, always feel free to contact me on my business email address at 4YourImageLLC@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at Stewie Chewy, StewyChewy. And I'll definitely follow you back. Just let me know that you heard me on the show. Just let me know that you heard the show and that you're following me, and I'll definitely follow you back. If you just followed me and I didn't know that you heard the show, then I won't know to follow you back. It's just as easy as that, guys. Okay, so I'm telling you now, I definitely would try my best to be back on Sunday, give you a recap of how the weekend goes and any more celebrity news and what's going on in the world. And in the meantime, you guys have tried your best to have a great, great week and a weekend, because we are supposed to get a little bit of a snow thing going on tomorrow and Thursday, and a little bit more on Sunday on to Monday or Monday, however that's going to go about. I hope you all be safe out there if you're dealing with the winter like I am. If not, if you're in California where the weather is like 70-something degrees, high five to you guys. And once again, you all have a great night. Talk to you guys again on Sunday. Have a great weekend and be safe out there and be cautious.